You probably don't think much about graphic design, if you think about it at all. But it might just be the art form you're most familiar with, even if it's all in the subconscious. Because graphic design is everywhere, from your favorite brands to billboards you see during long commutes to the cover of your favorite album. Francesca Aravena sat down with two graphic designers who might just change how you look at the world.
Patricia Dallara and Avani Lewis work with Juxtaposition Arts in North Minneapolis. It's a nonprofit organization helping young artists get their art out into the community. Both of them are part of the graphics team that creates everything from t-shirts and posters to brochures and brand logos. They've worked with everything from local high schools and mom-and-pop businesses to larger organizations such as the Guthrie Theater and Target Corporation. Dallara describes graphic design as mass visual communication in its purest form.
So it's the idea of taking complex thoughts and ideas and diluting it to the most simple and effective form.
Think of a silhouette of an apple with a bite out of it, or a peacock with rainbow tail feathers. Lewis says the best designs have a meaning or purpose behind them.
Even when it comes to logos, if you see a design that has nothing to do with the brand, you're not going to identify with it. And even if it's like a cool looking shape, it's not a good logo because it doesn't have to do with the brand.
Dallara thinks simplicity is key. He says a simple logo, like Nike's swoosh, can convey a complicated storyline, like the myth of the Greek goddess of victory and strength.
I think it's that the simplification of an idea, you know, and Nike isn't just about sports. You know, it's bringing some mythology into, you know, the Nike god of athletics, right? That's what it is. And then just do it, right? Just do it. It's not just about going and playing basketball or doing this. It's about focusing and striving for something.
A lot of sketching, creating, and editing goes into the design process. Dallara and Lewis both agree that collaboration is critical to finding the perfect design. Juxtaposition Arts graphics team typically sits down and goes over the designs together.
And what you think is the weakest design, like if I hated a design I did, Patricio could like look over my shoulder and be like, wow, like that's amazing. Mm-hmm. And it's just something where you might not like that, but then if you incorporate it with something that you do like, sometimes that's when you get these like stroke of luck. And that's when you end up with these like iconic logos.
So the next time you see a logo you haven't paid much attention to, maybe you'll think about the story its creator is trying to tell you. For NPR News and 360 Journalism, I'm Francesca Aravena.